This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Jan, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you very much.
Very, very good. Nice to have you on again on this Tuesday afternoon. It seems as though the economy is biting, and the first thing that's going is your entertainment spend.
Right. The first thing that goes is your entertainment spend, but it's actually quite interesting. The last things that tend to go are things like your airtime, your cell phone spend, your communication spend, and your DSTV, subscription, depending on how much you earn, of course. So this is an interesting story that's come out today. Is Old Mutual, it was yesterday, Old Mutual released a savings and investment monitor report, which showed that, which looked at what South Africans are saying about how they're going to change their spending habits. We particularly looked at what people were saying about DSTV subscriptions and their airtime and data costs. And it's broken down by income. So they split it into below 6,000 Rand, 6,000 to 14,000 Rand, 14 to 20, 20 to 40, and above 40,000 Rand salaries. It's not unexpected, but people who are wealthier, who earn over 40,000 Rand, are less likely to cut back on their DSTV than folks who earn less. But folks in the 20 to 40,000 Rand a month bracket, 51% said they're not going to change anything about their DSTV subscriptions, but 21% said they are going to cut back their DSTV, and 20% said they have already cut back their DSTV. 8% said that they've never had DSTV at all. So it's a rough time for everyone in the country, and I think especially if you're in the entertainment business, convincing people to part with their hard-earned cash is going to get even harder until the economy recovers.
Yeah, DSTV especially is now up against all of these streaming channels, and I see even that Netflix is now offering sport. I mean, that's a serious potential issue.
Right. MultiChoice is responding by having streaming sport in its streaming app, Showmax. So it's not like they're resting on their laurels. It's definitely a rough, an interesting time for them. I shouldn't say rough necessarily, but it's they're doing fine still. Looking at staff cuts and looking at the competition that they're facing, it's not going to be easy for the likes of DSTV in this economy, and it's not even going to be easy for our mobile operators or our internet service providers, as folks are saying that they're going to be cutting back on their data spend and on their airtime spend as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's getting very, very tight out there. And talking about paying money for things you might not want to pay money for, Jan, they're threatening now prison time if you don't pay your TV license, even if you don't watch SABC.
Well, that's always been in the law, unfortunately. This was comment we received from an attorney at Norton Rose Fulbright, who explained that, a director at Norton Rose Fulbright, Rosalind Lake, who said that the part of the act is that it's actually kind of strange. You can be potentially liable, in addition to having a criminal record, for the outstanding license fees, which is 265 Rand a year, a fine equal to double the fee, so 530 Rand, and up to 6 months in prison. If it was up to me, I would certainly rather pay the money than end up in prison. But also explaining that, there's a whole process that has to be followed before you end up in a situation where you're facing jail time. And so up until the point that you're summonsed, you can try to resolve the issue with the SABC amicably. And, And so, you know, we also asked Lake about the reports of people being blacklisted due to being in arrears of their TV license payment. And so, yeah, she said that apparently the debt collectors are using strong arm tactics. And this has ended up with absurd consequences, including people continuing to pay for TV licenses when they've not owned a TV in many years. And so, you know, we've just heard so many of these reports where folks have been desperately trying to cancel their TV licenses and then they get unlawfully blacklisted. And it's a complicated process to reverse. So yeah, definitely the SABC not endearing themselves to the public there, by going after people who shouldn't be paying TV licenses. Just making the argument for folks who are refusing to.
Yeah, it's crazy. You pay for the TV, which goes to the SABC, even though you don't watch the SABC, which is kind of nuts. And another money story seems to be all sorts of, money stories. Facebook, is trying to produce its own cryptocurrency, but running into problems. Do we have a name for this yet, Jan? Are we going to be calling it the Face Pound?
No. If only that. There's so many good jokes in that one. No, they're calling it Libra, and they've run into some uphill in Washington, but that's kind of to be expected. I think folks will be quite nervous, and I think President Donald Trump basically saying that if they want to be a bank, they need to go through the same regulatory systems as the bank. But the thing about cryptos that's interesting, and I know what I'm going to sound like now. But regardless, the idea here is to not compete with banks only. The idea is to compete with the central reserve banks around the world, which, you know, different peoples have different opinions about central reserves. And certainly, you know, one can argue that they serve their purpose and they serve their roles around the world. But it is an unassailable position to be in if you run a central reserve bank, right? And so, this kind of backlash against someone who wants to cut out the middleman, as it were, when it comes to banking in the world, is bound to get backlash. And so there's still very interesting times ahead with regards to crypto. Facebook also not really doing themselves favors when they are being hauled in front of, government oversight committees, Congress in the United States in this particular case, for antitrust stuff. And so, but still they're forging ahead. So, you know, despite all its faults, you know, more power to Facebook for experimenting with technology like this and for continuing to try to be disruptive, even though, you know, they're the world's biggest social network. They own so many, you know, social networking properties, you know, including Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp, like the world leaders in that regard. And still they want to push the envelope. They're like, no, social media isn't good enough. We want to mess with banking.
Yeah, certainly interesting times. Jan van Meulen, thank you so much. We'll chat to you again.
Thank you very much. Catch you next week.